Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA Podcast, your boy, the three-letter man. Salutations to all, man. Got a guest on the line right now. This is my guy. I rocks with this dude heavy. One thing I like about this brother is his energy. And when I use the word energy, anytime you come on, we've all watched Battle Rap for years, man. We've seen this brother from Spit That Heat. We've seen this brother win the BET Award. We've seen Jada Kiss, all kind of other rappers going crazy off this man's bars. And one thing we've known about this cat is consistency on the way he moves. In the world of battle rap, where everybody want to be a tough guy, everybody want to take their bars they say on stage, and they want to show you how they want to act all tough. This guy don't be doing that, even though we know he ain't no chump dude. Don't get it twisted. But I respect him because he bring good energy, man. Even if he don't agree with you or what you're saying, he gonna let you know it. If you want to talk crazy to him, you can have a good, grown conversation. Fresh off his battle off a dude that we didn't think, let's be real, my niggas. I gotta keep it real. I didn't think he was gonna beat JC. No, I didn't. But that's what I love when niggas gotta tell niggas like me, nigga, shut the fuck up. You told me I was not gonna beat JC3. You told me that, nigga. Now you gotta apologize. I've apologized to a lot of people in battle rap. I had to apologize to Jazz and Rapper. Cause I thought 40 bars was gonna wash her. I had to apologize to Swae Sever because I thought he was Tink the Demon was gonna whoop his ass. But let me get my bro in here, man. Top Busy the Bear, man. What's good, man?
What's going on with you, King?
How you, brother?
I'm good, big bro. How you, man?
I'm good, man. It's always good to talk to you, brother, man. Before we get into the meats and potatoes of what I want to talk about is battle rap. Let's just talk about the elephant in the room. I know you did an apology on URL TV. If y'all didn't see that, please go check that out right quick. Just off the rip, I want to ask you a question. What made you feel you had to go there, though?
First of all, respect to her family.
Facts.
And God bless the dead, before we get into that stuff.
Right.
But basically, I was just feeling like, I was definitely was talking to some people I respect and getting their feedback and telling them exactly how I felt about it. And you know what I'm saying? And just seeing the response. Mm. I didn't expect the response that it got,
Right.
I was saying the bar. Of course, I didn't think it was getting that response. I thought that was going to be the response it was going to get out. I never brought out the dancer. That was overshadowing the dancer. That was my big finale. what I'm saying?
Right.
I was trying to make that the bombshell, So, the Kanika line came out. I didn't expect for it to get so big or whatever. And, once it got to the point where it got that big, I'm like, all right, my family might see this. I don't want my mom to think I'm just some terrible animal dude that just don't give a damn about her daughter or the black community. Because if people pay attention, I'm one of the most active dudes in the culture. You know what I'm saying? On
right.
things that happen in the community. So I definitely don't want her moms or her family. I don't know if she got brothers or sisters or aunties or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was getting big. Like, it was really getting big on Facebook and everything. So I'm like, man, if her family don't watch battle rap on YouTube, they got Facebook. You feel me? Her mama got Facebook. Everybody
right.
got Facebook. So I'm like, nah, I don't want to own. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to let her know that wasn't my intentions to disrespect her family.
Was that a conscious effort on your part, or somebody came to you sideways, or people were saying, oh, Top, why'd you go there?
Nah, I mean, I really wasn't worried about nothing. I really didn't get no, it was a couple of people on the internet talking crazy, but I really wasn't paying attention to the internet.
Okay.
Right. Just more people that I respect, what I'm saying? That I didn't even know it was on Facebook, so people that was, what I'm saying? They like, boy, I'm getting checked. I wake up like, yo, boy, you're going viral, boy, you're going viral. I'm like, yeah, my dancer really worked. You know what I'm saying? In my head, I'm like, all right, my little dancer worked. Now they tell everybody talk about that. Nigga, I get online, ain't nobody talking about that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just shit like that. And I'm like, damn, hell no. If the family get this, you know what I'm saying? They're going to think something totally different. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the entertainment value. That's cool. You know what I mean?
Well, first of all, I commend you on doing that, even though I know it's battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Now, when we first heard the line, when I originally saw it on pay-per-view, if you just saw my facial expression, I was like, ooh, you know one of them lines, Top? When niggas be saying a line, you be like, ah, oh, the crib. It was one of them lines. Like, oh,
no, yeah. It's definitely one of those crazy lines, like, damn, should I react type lines, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But let's be real. We know the hip-hop culture for a minute, and I feel like sometimes Chicago dudes, they take that to heart when somebody would say something about a dead homie or a loved one, or you see somebody think they're smoking on a pack, you see brothers go crazy about that. That's why I was wondering if that's why you was like, yo, let me just throw that out there so dudes don't catch no feelings. It's just a bar, you know what I'm saying, the shock value of it.
I mean, that was definitely the reason, like, you know, if I wanted to explain it was a bar, but not really to the people that was, you know what I'm saying, trolling on my account or just commenting on my account. It was actually I wanted to get at to the family because that's who I put myself in the shoes of, you feel me, not them, you know what I mean, to the family and the friends. That's who I put my shoes in, you know, like, it's my daughter, my niece. Nah, that's not fly. So I wanted to issue a sincere apology for that to them, to the family.
Right. How you calling the battle anyway, T-Top? Let's go there, man.
Dirty Love.
Top, I don't know, but the second round, though. Debatable, though.
Second round was all right.
It's debatable, Top. Come on. You know we have real talk. When you come here, man, you my bro.
Listen,
we have real
man.
Talk.
You know I'm going to keep it funky, man. Second round, no, man. It was cool. That might be the closest round. I'm not saying it was
It was. Lie. It's debatable. Very debatable. It's a debatable round. Very debatable round.
You
know what I'm saying?
You can debate a round. I'm not mad at debating a round. But I'm
just to me, that round.
Saying I got
only that round.
I don't think he was fucking with me. You got to think, though, the second round, that's when I came with the nigga, you should treasure chest. Because you wouldn't be that popping without
treasure chest. I
did
like that line, though.
That's when I came with the OJC. You know what I'm saying? It'll leave a smile in your face. It's a backstabber, but it'll leave a smile in your face like the OJC.
OJC. No, but you know what, Top? I just thought you set the tone, and I don't know if you feel me on this. Was there a flipping of a coin to go first, if memory serves me right? I saw the pay-per-view, but I don't remember now. Was it or you just decided to go first?
Nah, we flipped the coin. I think I lost. I lost the head coin, though. I always pick Taylor, so either I'm a win or lose. I always pick Taylor.
Did you feel you set the tone, though, in the first round?
Mm-hmm. I had to. You know, I already knew I was picked to lose. So I know I had to come out and punch him dead in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? In fighting terms.
Right.
So I know I had to just come out and just swing on him. You know. So that's what I did.
Yeah, your first round was
exciting.
Crazy. Your first round was crazy.
Was one of the best in
Let's
battle.
Keep it
right, man. They saying my shit was legendary. They really giving it up for that first round.
Legendary. I think you have other rounds I've heard throughout the years that are more legendary than that. Even though it was fire. Don't get it twisted. But I can go back to
saying what the people saying,
battles.
Man. You know, I'm
saying
what the people saying, baby. I don't put those type terms on my shit, man. You ask me, I was just rapping, man. But I'm just telling you what the people say, man.
Yeah.
No.
Did you put the roadblock to JC and Lux?
I think if I didn't create the roadblock, I raised the eyebrow. Is that a good way of putting it? I at least raised the eyebrows like, whoa, hold up, man. You know?
All right, let me ask you this. Why do you think people feel you won, especially when people say, well, you know, JC is more lyrical than T-Top? But why do you feel us fans who watch
it If that was the case, like, Lux my favorite rapper, right? Well, he's my favorite battle rapper. You know, so and a lot of people got him losing a lot of battles. I don't think there's no, you know what I'm saying, especially his last couple they got him losing. I don't think there's no battle rapper that you can say or that anybody can think of that's more lyrical than Loaded Lux. So with that being said, to the fans, if we're going by y'all theory, then lyrics don't always win battles. The most lyrical guy don't always win battles.
That's a fact.
So they gotta choose what they want to say and how they gonna say it. Cause either, oh no, he's more lyrical, he's supposed to win, or do lyrics really matter? Does, you know what I mean? Or is it the whole?
But Top, that was
the
talk
the
though.
Package?
But Top, let's keep it a stack though, my nigga. That was the talk going into the battle, nigga. I was sitting there like,
you damn right.
Top is my nigga,
right.
Man. Top is my nigga, bro. I don't want to do this, bro. I don't want to pick against him, but I gotta go with JC, man. Damn, Top. I remember saying that on the show, and lo and behold, I was wrong. A lot of us is wrong. Does that give you a good feeling when everybody went against you, so to speak? Even though some niggas had you winning, though, let's not get it twisted. I'm not gonna do you like that. Some niggas, a lot of niggas had you winning too, going into the battle.
Yeah, not a lot of niggas. Not a lot of niggas. I said, nigga, the polls was looking crazy, nigga. The polls was
looking wild,
crazy.
You looking wild.
The polls was looking like the polls for me and Av. When they put up me and Av was about to battle. The polls were looking just like that. Y'all see what happened?
But would you agree that you and Av are more debatable than you and JC though?
I'm
like,
nah.
Fuck that nigga. Give me my dubs,
nah,
my nigga. Stop
I
playing with me,
nah,
please.
I was
give my dubs.
Bad, man. Av my dog, man. I was doing Av bad, man. I ain't gonna front.
You think more than JC though?
I don't know, man. I was in there.
I gotta go with JC though.
I don't know, man. You know, that's up for the fans, man. I don't know, man. I just want to know. As long as I know I work, man, I don't know, bro.
Speaking of JC, the individual that you are battling on March 31st, one thing, in my opinion, that y'all have in common is I both had y'all beating JC. I saw your interview on Uncle Ra. Shout out to Uncle Ra right quick, man. I want to salute Uncle Ra. I feel like he don't get enough respect in the battle rap community when it comes to media. Yeah, let me just throw that out there. Respect OG. That's a fact. You sounded like this is what I took looking at the interview with Uncle Rock Top. Yeah, I guess I battled BK. If y'all really, you know, his return back. Yeah, I guess, man. Give me a list of niggas. Give me the list of niggas. Smack Jiko Beasley P. Give me the list of niggas that y'all want me to battle. Him? No. Him? Not right now. Him? Big stage. I meant Tay Rock. I ain't stupid. Him? Okay, Big K. That's what I felt like. You was like, your heart wasn't really into it, or you maybe just bluffing, playing poker. I don't know.
Nah, man. I mean, Big K,
there you go, the bullshit.
Talked about right now. You know, he's not one of the niggas that's talked about right now. Maybe Big K a year and a half ago, you know, a year ago, something like that. But, you know, he's really not the go-to guy right now.
Top, you sleeping, though? You sleeping? Let me find out you sleeping, Top.
Nah, that nigga nice. You know, I don't never sleep, man.
I'm
going to come like my life depend on it. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm not going to play no games with this man.
Let's be real now. No disrespect to other leagues, but you would agree that you've been through this in your whole career before you got to URL. When you battled on UFF for a short stint, you battled on Spit That Heat, and I'm pretty sure you battled on the small leagues and stuff. Remember, you serve me right. The transition when you made it to URL, even though this is not his first time on URL, he did battle Half Past Seven and Rosenberg Raw. Back in the day, y'all niggas do y'all Googles, but he ain't been in a long time. And do you feel that, obviously, when you come to URL, it's different, that your pen game got to be sharp, especially with a return back of Big K? Even though I agree with you, his steam is not hot than it was a year and a half ago. I do agree with you on that, though.
do my thing. I mean, I just gotta go in there and just do me to the best of my ability. I just gotta put on and just do what I do. I don't feel like I would have to like study harder. You know what I'm saying? This is a test. I don't feel like this is the final.
No, I'm talking about for Big K though, Top. I'm talking about if you're Big K, knowing that you ain't been in a while and you're returned back to URL.
I mean, he definitely gotta come on point, man. You know what I'm saying? But he know that. He know what's up. He know what's on the line.
For real. For two reasons. A, because you're battling T Top, and two, you're battling on one of the biggest platforms in battle rap. However you wanna flip that 1A, 1B. But are those the two reasons why?
That's a fact. That's a fact. He gonna come with this shit, man. He know not to play,
definitely,
man. You know this could possibly be his first million views. So, you know, he definitely gonna come
talking that big boy
man.
Talk. Talking that big boy views talk.
You know
my nigga,
saying?
I feel you.
You feel me? Like, you know, this could be his first million views, so he gonna wanna say some nice things and have some good material ready, man. But that's all.
And you're coming off a 1-0 off the Smack Volume 1, so now you're coming to Smack Volume 2, 1-0 coming into the building now with this particular battle. Do you enjoy the smalls, one of the big stages? Because I think with you, the crowd rock with you so much, you can rock both, I think. But I'm so used to seeing you on a big stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're so used to seeing me now, but don't forget where I come from.
Facts.
Like, you used to seeing that now, but I was 22 battles in before Smack. At least 18 or 20 of them was in the small room. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's where I come from, man. That's where I shined at. I won 2 tournaments in a small room. You feel me? So of course, that caters more to my style. You know what I'm saying? I really get the rap. I really ain't got to focus on no punchlines and shit like that. Too crazy. You know what I mean? Or that. You know what I'm saying? You really get the rap. Cause the niggas that's going to be in that room is going to be niggas that's going to listen. You feel me? They're going to be rappers or somebody important that's there to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to lose it. They're going to keep on track. So I can really rap and do me and get back to what I want to do. Really fuck a nigga up. You know?
Say your phone's like kind of choppy there, Top. The last couple battles, would you agree, going into the Goods battle, going into the Av battle, going into the JC battle, you were the underdogs in your last few battles?
Yeah,
even though you battled Daylight also.
And in the 2-on-2. Let's not forget that, the Hitman and her, he was the underdog. The last 4 battles I've been on URL was the underdog. But definitely.
You're not the underdog in this battle, though. You do know that, right?
I don't know.
No, my nigga. Come on, Top. We ain't doing that. Top, we ain't doing that, man. I know you feed off that shit, and you use that as your energy booster, my nigga. I know how you do. But nah, you're not the underdog going to this, bro. We ain't playing that game. You're not Top. You're not. I see what's going on social media. I read the comments. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
It's angles versus punches. Angles versus punches. I think I see visions because I know your battles, nigga. I study you, nigga. I already know one of them rounds. You know what? You already put it on the table. Big K, I don't even know if you see what this man did to you. He already put it out there on the trailer where T-Top said, oh, you back now? Oh, you want to come back now? Oh, really? So I already know how you freaking. I already know you're going to freak that. I already know one of them rounds is going to be. It might be the third round. If I know you right, your third round against Mad 5-4, I already know how you do, nigga.
Nah, man, you know, I'm going to just go up there and work, see, you know what I'm saying? we're going to go work, man, that's all I'm going to
do. Oh, man, Lord. Is Big K a one-trick pony, in your opinion? Because people say the same thing about B-Magic, Av, the punches, you know.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, he got a one-trick style or whatever you want to call it. That's cool, you know. A lot of niggas had that. But, you know, it's different over here, man. I do everything, man.
I got you 2-1.
2-1? What right?
2-1. I'm good. Big K gonna get around top. I know you wanna hear that, nigga. Top. Yeah. This nigga's still on, too, though. Top.
Yo, my bad. Right?
Okay, okay.
Nah,
I thought you was
I
like, yo, three. Fuck out of here. You talking about a round, nigga? I'm going to fuck.
Nah, I hate you by accident. But listen, though. So what round you got him winning?
All right. Now, see, I don't know if it matters who goes first.
Which way?
I'm trying to see, does it matter who goes first? I don't... Then I'm thinking about Big K. Does it take him a while to heat up? You know what I'm saying? I think you gotta be careful of this first round, though. I think he gotta come out the door to try to knock your head off in the first round, top. I think he's gonna try to go for a home run off the rip. Cause that's what happened to Big K. Like, his first round be fire, and then the second round be like, I ain't saying he's going through the motions, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know he's not coming to play with you, though. He's not coming to play with you, man.
Of course
he's not coming
man.
To play with
who
come, at
who
all.
Comes to play with, who comes to play with T-Top? Name a nigga.
Nobody.
Name a nigga that
nobody,
comes to play with T-Top, bro.
Nobody,
niggas
bro.
Niggas ain't
that's
coming to play with me. They coming for my spot. Every battle.
That's a fact.
They're not coming. They're not playing with me.
Mm.
But I'm not playing with them. I'm not playing with them. I know it, so I'm not a nigga that's thinking like, oh, I'm going to run through these niggas. Now, I know these niggas coming from my head.
Right.
Yeah, man. I know what's up.
Does it matter if you go first?
Nah, not really.
Okay. Oh, and another thing. What's the time limit, my nigga? Because no shade to Big K, but if you go back and watch a lot of his battles, this nigga seems to be that he wants to be the battle rapper and the timekeeper all at once. He'll stop a nigga in the middle of his raps.
Yeah,
my nigga, come
time,
on. I study battle rap, my nigga. Come on now. And he's notorious. He's notorious for that shit. Do y'all got a time limit on the table?
You know, 3 with a limit of 3:30.
Okay. Has he been quiet? Because I don't know. He blocks 90% of Twitter. So I'm blocked too.
I see no count. Y'all know my new single is out, Gymnastics, is on Apple and Spotify.
That's a fact.
Everywhere. He commented on my shit the other day and said it was trash. So he out there somewhere lurking.
You talking shit? Yeah, Big K will talk shit though. He'll send the back. That ain't really
man,
you.
I don't know if I want to talk shit back though, man. He might block me, man.
You're not really a shit talker, though, Top. I think you say you one of them niggas like a basketball nigga that you ain't going to do a lot of talking during the media and shit. But when it's time to go on the court and play your game, you're going to do your 1-2. You're going to let your game be your talking, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's more my thing, man. You know, I don't really like to talk to these niggas. So I know they can't fuck with me, so I just go on there. And not go to outside of the ring.
All right. Let me ask you a question about this right quick. How disrespectful... All right, let me ask you a question. Do battle rappers... How y'all feel about media? Battle rap media?
Y'all lie. Y'all lie.
I ain't talking about me particularly. Because I'm not a blogger. I'm just a nigga that's an OG nigga that just want to talk to niggas and shit. I build with niggas. You know, I like to have rapport with niggas. I'm going to keep it funky if I think a nigga lost a battle. So here's the thing with me. I can say you lost a battle, but I would never say it malicious. You feel what I'm saying? I'm trying to fuck up a nigga's name or brand.
Man, y'all bloggers, all right, or whatever. Y'all media, all right, man. You know, y'all
all right,
man.
Oh, man. What's up with the music?
You know, man, Bad Necessities dropping March 30th. Gymnastics out, man.
March, hold on, nigga. Hold on. You said March 30th?
Yeah.
You a smart-ass nigga, boy. You a smart-ass nigga. Boy, this nigga's smart. Y'all do know The event is March 31st. The event is March 31st. This man dropping a project on the 30th on niggas. Like, bam. A day before the event. Get your shit, get your goodies.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? You got some niggas you working out here, man. You got to show them you working.
Does it still, mind boggle you, but in a sense, like, people, I see a lot of people show you love with your music. They put you in the category I see with the Luxes, Surfs,
yeah.
You know, dudes like that. The Verb right now, yeah. I see Verb active right now with the music also. I love Briz Rusty music. I love the shit Briz doing shit. Shout out to you for putting my voice also on the Rumors joint. Don't think I didn't know that. Appreciate you on that, sir.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Being that you love music, Top, I've been talking to you for years, and I've done numerous interviews throughout the years with you. Am I right on this, that battle music is your wife, is your side chick? Am I right on that?
Yeah, definitely. I say music is definitely my wifey. You know, that's, you know, I've been with her for years, man, before I really started getting on the camera. That nigga talking like she a real bitch. I've been with her for years, you know what I'm saying?
Talk
before
about
the cameras and all that, you know what I'm saying? So I remember doing music and with a talk boy and a boombox, you know what I'm saying? Just in a tape, like a cassette tape trying to record, like, that's always been my shit, man. Music always been my passion. So definitely, battle rap just came naturally because I was good at it. You know what I'm saying? Then I developed the passion for it. Music always been my passion.
Are you surprised that people, how rugged you sound on battle rap compared to the laid back flow that you have when you're doing music?
I think
you don't really rap aggressive that much
in
music.
Nah, this is what battle rappers fuck up at on music though, man. They try to rap like they battling on the track. You know what I'm saying? So that don't work out. If you're gonna make music. You know what I'm saying? Don't sound like you're taking a battle verse and putting it on a beat.
You know what though? It's funny you
unless
say
you're
that.
Doing a freestyle, unless you're doing a freestyle or, you know what I'm saying, a cipher, that's different. But when you're making a record, it's different. You know what I'm saying? When you're making a record, make a record.
Because it's
and
funny you say that, Ty.
That know how to make records.
It's funny you say that, Ty, because when Iron Solomon battled Murder Mook, right, it sounded like Iron Solomon was still rapping like he was in the goddamn in the studio and shit. You feel me? When you watch, and you was on stage for this, when Calico and Briz was battling, it sounded like Cal was trying to rap like he was doing Shoebox Money Part 3 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fact.
I'm listening to Cal, like, bro, you don't even sound like you battle rapping sometimes. You sound like you like, oh, my nigga, come on. You know what I'm saying? So, March 31st, my nigga, how we doing this? You prepared? How many rounds
of course,
you done? You ready? You finished?
Nah, I ain't all the way finished. Nah, I am not. But, you know, I'm always prepared. I'm never going to be, never lacking, man. Never lack, okay. You know, I'm always prepared.
Yo, put some respect on Big K's name, T-Top. Don't be going out there acting sleeping on this nigga, man. I said, don't sleep on him.
Come on.
He's going to try to take your head off. I'm just letting you know. He's coming back to URL. He's going to look at you like you fool. He trying to get the Tay Rocks. He trying to get the other niggas. You feel me? Like how you put the roadblock on JC. He trying to put the roadblock on letting niggas know he's here too now. I know he's a dickhead.
Yeah.
I know he's the type of nigga to get head from his girl for 20 minutes and be mad after he busts a nut. That's kind of nigga he remind me of. But that's neither here nor there, T-Top. You know what I'm saying? I got you 2-1, though, brother. Got you 2-1.
Say no more, Ken. I appreciate that, though. You hear me?
You already know. Top, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Nah, that's like, Ken, you already know, man. Your Matrix out now on all digital platforms. Make sure y'all go download that single or stream it. Video coming this week. Bad Necessity, March 30th. Part Life and
W. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll let your boy Top. Easy, my G. That's what it is, my guy. T-Top speaking about the Kanika line, how he felt about that. Talking about Big K, the small room battles. Y'all already know what it is, man. Let me get my bro in here, man. Love talking to battle rappers, but, you know, it's me and my bro. Shit get real up here. Fam, what's good?
What's good, brother? And I just want to say, please tell everybody your thoughts on the game Bradley Beal had last night against your New York Knicks.
What do you want me to say, my dude, my G? Let's go. We'll take the NBA. I see where you're going with the show. I love that. You tell us, guy. It's Bradley Beal.
No,
my
it's
dude.
Not.
It's the Knicks. We're trash.
Hold up.
We're trash right now, fam. I don't want the Knicks to win.
I understand that, but I defer to you with all things Knicks because you follow them.
God.
I did not realize that Bradley Beal went ham on them. I just finished watching the highlights from my boy, my YouTuber. You know Dawkins and all of them.
Yes.
And Bradley Beal was putting some crosses on Cantor, put some hesitation. I told you Bradley Beal was better than Klay Thompson. I told you that.
He has more opportunity, Watson. What are you talking about? He has more opportunity in Washington. These niggas don't even want John Wall to come back, my nigga. What are you talking about? They don't even want John Wall to come back, bruh.
I need to hear you as a Knicks fan. What do you think about the game Bradley Beal had?
He had a good game. Played 43 minutes. 14 for 22 from the field. Anytime niggas come to the Garden, they just show out. They have a wild out game in the Garden. But Tim Hardaway Jr. played a good game also. I know you don't want to talk about that, but, you know, 37 points.
Nothing to talk about. He lost because you have this new rule of yours that if a player plays great on a losing team, we can't acknowledge that player.
No,
for
I never
example,
said that.
We can't
I never said that, nigga.
We,
I ain't never
example,
say that, fam.
For example, KD had 50 last night, 17 for 27. Awesome game. Klay Thompson no showed, of course. No, Klay Thompson nowhere to be found. McCollum busted him down. Klay down.
Before you go there, can I acknowledge one of my favorite Knicks right now? Who's one of my favorite Knicks? You should know. If you're my bro, you should know. He's not playing. Yes. Enes Kanter, 24 points, 14 boards. I love Kanter, son. I love him. I love his game. I know Knicks fans, we love Porzingis, man, but can we be real that Kanter's been playing, even with KP before he got injured, like the last month and some change before KP got injured, he was playing better basketball than Porzingis. That's just a fact. You know what I mean? Michael Beasley shooting the ball 24 times. I don't know if I want to see that ever again. I mean, he played 40 minutes, my nigga, 8 for 24 Bs. Come on, my nigga. Only Beasley acknowledges Beasley from URL, my nigga. I don't know what's going on with that, bro. That was kind of ugly. But, yeah, we got – listen, my nigga, the Knicks were up by 27, my nigga. I didn't want them to win. I'm like, my niggas, you better not win this fucking game. You understand me? Lose this shit. Before we go to the other game right quick, what's going on with the Celtics, my dude?
What's going on with the Celtics is this. Last year, with their best player being Isaiah Thomas, they had number one seed. Isaiah Thomas averaged 29 points per game. Now, it is Kyrie Irving. He is not averaging as many points as Isaiah Thomas. Wait a minute. And they're probably not going to have the number one seed. So they actually took a back step. They actually went backwards with the addition to Kyrie Irving.
Backwards?
Yeah.
But why are you leaving out the part that is on Gordon Hayward? Why are you missing the part that Gordon Hayward is not here? That was Gordon Hayward came to Boston first, then Kyrie came afterwards. I think we should not leave that part out. We're doing a disservice to the Celtics talk if we don't highlight that.
But this is the reality. You play with who you have.
Oh,
Kyrie Irving this year is not having a better season than Isaiah Thomas last year. Or do you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't. But your boy IT chucks the ball. He's a chucker.
Okay.
Shout out to Rondo stepping to that little nigga yesterday. Like, nigga, fuck this. I'm a poor piss, nigga. Fuck your reunion, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about, IT? Chill little ass up out of here,
okay,
nigga.
So the thing with Boston is this. At some point, I knew the youth was going to catch up with them. Tatum hit a rookie.
We knew that. We all knew that.
Well, no, we didn't know that because you and a lot of people were talking nonsense. Y'all, the rules of law in the NBA were going to be destroyed, and a team of teenagers with guys fresh out of high school, led by Kyrie Irving, was going to come out of the East. This is what y'all thought. And I knew that wouldn't happen. But this is what I did know. I've been talking Toronto all year long. I believe in the Washington Wizards. And I will say this, and I don't care how wrong I am, I do not believe in the Cavs. I don't believe in them.
But listen to how you said it, though. I don't know. I don't care if I'm wrong. So you know there's a possibility that you could be wrong. You're acknowledging that you could be wrong because they are coming out of the East. You better know that. Act like you know, nigga. Act like you know.
Here's where I could be wrong. Here's where I could be wrong.
You know, you could be wrong, nigga. What are you talking about?
Here's where I could be wrong. Here's where I could be wrong. Toronto underachieved. And let me tell you something, man. I know you don't want to hear that.
Tell me.
Where the Wizards should be able to beat them. There's nobody on Cleveland who can beat them. What the fuck? LeBron's the only player on Cleveland better than Bradley Beal. LeBron is the only player on Cleveland better than John Wall. Or do you dispute that?
Kevin Love?
I take John Wall over Kevin Love, and I take Bradley Beal over Kevin Love right now if I'm starting a team. What about you?
Kyrie did his thing last night, though. He had 33 points, 8 assists, 8 assists. Let me throw that out there again, 8 assists. But watch it. As I look here at their bench, dog, their bench is not good, fam. They got Morris, Rozier, who we fuck with heavy up here. Monroe just got there yesterday. Greg Monroe just got there, like, damn near last week. You know what I'm saying? Baines ain't going to give you shit. And Tatum is up and down, 4 for 13, 10 points. Horford, who's an all-star, which I think is a joke, but he had 20 last night, whatever. Get your rebounds up, my nigga.
I'm glad you mentioned Tatum. Are you now officially very clear that Tatum will not be ranked, will not finish higher than Don Mitchell? Are you clear on that?
Dog, I've been on that way. What are you talking about, son?
So
all I was saying is Tatum is nice.
Let's not act like
early in the season that Tatum was balling more than Donovan Mitchell. We were talking about Tatum.
He wasn't.
Yes, he was. In the beginning of the season, nobody was talking about Donovan Mitchell in October, November,
because
December like that, my nigga. Knock it off.
Because nobody
knock it off.
Who sent you Reggie Miller and you? Y'all wasn't paying attention. I started paying attention. I said, wait a minute. What's going on here? We're in the season. In the I was like, wow. Okay? So now, I want to talk about your defensive two-way player that you love so much. His name is Clay Thompson. Please talk to me about Clay Thompson's great defensive play on CJ against Portland. Talk to me about it.
Yo, son, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this again. First of all, before I even go there, listen, we can sit here and be like, okay, Golden State is going through the motions like the Cavs did earlier. When LeBron first got to Cleveland, where they going through when they were going through the motions in the regular season just to go to turn it up in the playoffs. I do have some concerns with Golden State, how they're playing right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? They just out there just going through the motions and shit. If I'm Golden State, I find a way to trade Klay Thompson. I think you trade him. I really think you do. I know you. They probably don't want to break up the band and all that. But does Klay Thompson look like the same Klay Thompson that was there before KD got there, son? Let's be real.
This is now your new talking point. I have to figure out a way why Klay Thompson is no longer being as productive. But I'm not even talking about his productive offensively. I'm talking about Klay Thompson defensively. He just lit up.
Dog, if you're not getting touches and you're not getting the game like that, it's hard for you to want to play defense. You know that.
But he gets lit up all the time.
You don't get lit up all the time. You're not reaching.
Him. Yo, reaching, my nigga. Check this out. He plays in the backcourt in the Western Conference. We have the most explosive scoring guards in the NBA. He gets lit up every game he plays.
Son, you act like McCollum. Put 29 points on all 29 points was on Clay. Knock it off, my G. It was not all 29 points on Clay, my dude. Knock it off.
The backcourt. Think about what the backcourt was. The backcourt had 44.
So why you not talking about Steph, though? Why you not talking about Steph Curry, who you act like the illest nigga, the best point guard of the planet?
Player. Steph Curry's not an all-defensive player that you practice capable
of. Why are you not talking about Steph Curry putting 17 points, though? Klay Thompson, first of all, Klay Thompson is a better defender than Steph Curry. That's neither here nor there. That's not even breaking news. So I'm not even going to play the common boys like that.
Stop changing the topic. The person we're talking about is Klay Thompson. You're crazy.
Son, I never said Klay Thompson is a lockdown defender.
Exactly.
I never even said he's the first top off. You acting like I say he's the first
team
all defensive NBA
right
player.
Now. I pick Zach LaVine over him right now.
Nah. Nah. You niggas getting in love with dunks and all that shit. You niggas getting in love with dunks. The fuck out. He's a Brandon Roy. He's a Brandon Roy knee injury away, my nigga. Let's be clear on that.
Okay.
I just want to throw Brandon Roy up here. I don't know why I did that. It is what it is. But Klay, let's be real, my dude. Wouldn't you trade Klay?
No, I wouldn't. And you sound ridiculous saying that. I mean, you sound absolutely ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? Why?
Like saying, Chris Bosh, you're the third option on the Miami Heat during the championship run. You need to be traded because you'll never be that all-star starting guy who averaged 25 points when you were in Toronto. Somebody, all of their stats suffered. KD's not averaging 28, 29 no more. Curry's not averaging 30 anymore. Everybody took points deduction. They all sacrificing their points. So he sacrificed his points because he's not as good as you think he is.
Nah, Klay Thompson is fire, my dude.
You have Klay Thompson. Let me think about this. You have Klay Thompson as a top-tier offensive player. Right now, he's playing like a proven ground player. Like
a proven ground player.
Like he is proving ground. The last night got lit up. And you think it wasn't all on Klay Thompson? Okay, then you're right.
It wasn't.
So when he was guarding Damian Lillard looked at him like, kidding me? Yo, it's an easy pass. Klay Thompson is the most overrated defensive player in NBA right now. That's a fact.
Okay.
Everybody
can you talk? All right. No, I totally disagree with that. But what is your take on the Warriors? Are you concerned? Are you concerned with the Warriors overall?
Let me get back to another thing. I have zero concerns about the Warriors now.
Oh, remember this. He has zero concerns. Go ahead.
I have zero concern about the Warriors.
Okay.
And if you want to waste everybody's time, and this is the analogy I'm going to use
everybody's
time. Every single time, the national media on both courts, all they did was talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Do you understand that they wasted sports fans' time segment after segment on Dak, on the whole team, and they didn't even make the playoffs? So now we're going to actually – I'm concerned about the Warriors because the defensive-minded Houston Rockets are a threat. So now James Harden is a defensive threat. So he's going
No, not at all.
So now I need to worry about the Rockets. I will never worry about the Rockets because the Rockets don't have KD. The Rockets don't have KD. And let me tell you who KD is because you keep forgetting who KD is. So I'll remind you, KD was 17 for 27 yesterday. He did it easy, and he had 53, but the refs cheated and said his foot was on the line. KD make this look easy. KD added 50 if he want to. That's how real his game is. And everybody from New York, you remember when KD came to the Rucker and had the whole New York City
league? Yes. This nigga took it to – my nigga, Rucker Talk? Are you bringing Rucker Talk to our NBA conversation? Rucker Talk?
NBA like Rucker.
This nigga took
KD
it to the Rucker.
The NBA like Rucker.
You disgust
KD
me.
Treats the NBA like
you
Rucker.
Disgust me. You talk Rucker Talk. Rucker.
KD.
This nigga
So while you have concerns about the Warriors – I have zero concerns about the Warriors. Zero.
Dog, this is gonna be the toughest time since Steph Curry and them won a championship. Their first go around in the playoffs, I feel. This is gonna be a tough out for them. Tough for them to come out the West. I'm not saying they're not. They are the Clayton favorites to come out the West. I don't think it's going to be no easy pickings and easy the way you're making it sound against the Rockets. I totally disagree with that, man. Would it shock me if the Rockets won? I'll be at a 20%. No, well, I'll be at a 70%. I'll be at a 70% shock.
Here's why you wouldn't be shocked, because Chris Paul, in your mind, is still the best point guard. You're still in the era of Chris Paul and Darren Williams when they were the two best point guards in the league. You still have Chris Paul there. In your mind, you still think of Chris Paul, the best point guard.
Chris Paul's not nice. Chris Paul's not nice. Let's be real.
He is nice.
Didn't you have concerns about Chris Paul coming to Houston? Memory serves me right?
Yes, I did.
And what did I tell you? Chris Paul
makes
this work, man.
You told me that James Harden's stats were going to suffer, and you had concerns. That's what you told me. I have concerns about what James Harden is going to do because Chris Paul was there.
I did say that.
I know you said that. So what are you going to say now? LeBron?
No, it's a credit to Chris Paul.
Are you
going to
say that?
No, it's
are
a credit to Chris Paul.
Are you going to say LeBron is the head of the MVP? Is LeBron the head of the MVP now after these two games?
You want to have that talk? We could talk about that. I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You niggas up there talking about you ready to give James Harden MVP off the rip. I'm just saying slow your roll. You could put James on a mantle. You can't put Harden on it yet. You could put James on there. Harden just can't go in there just as yet. Don't put the H. Don't set up the H. The H can't go in there yet. Just James. That's it. LeBron is coming. Remember that. There's a thing called a second half of the NBA season, which is after the All-Star break. Watch LBJ. And I told you. What did I tell you about the Cavs, nigga? I told you.
I don't believe in the Cavs. And let me tell you something.
I do.
There's two game winning streak.
On the road against two good teams. Go ahead.
Once it's like a 7, 8, 9, I'm going to have to shut up and I'm going to have to eat my words. I will not eat my words for no two-game winning streak. I will not eat my words for a two-game winning streak.
Didn't you say OKC was going to beat them? And them niggas shit in OKC like it was
I guaranteed OKC was going to beat them. I guaranteed it.
Why don't you put some respect on LeBron's name, son? I really want LeBron to win a ring this year. I'm gonna keep it tall on the show. I'm cheering for LeBron. I really am. I want LeBron to win a ring. LeBron, I hope you win a ring.
I know.
To shut up all the haters.
I know.
To all the bullshit you've been through IT and the fucking bullshit.
I know because he has three. I know because he has three. He's played in 8 finals. He needs another one. Poor LeBron. Woe is LeBron.
It's not poor LeBron.
He needs another ring.
I would love to see him beat the Warriors. I would love to see that, for real. I would love to see him take this team
to the
NBA Finals and win it.
Can't happen because he can't see Durant. He can't see Durant on the 1 and 2s. He can't get in the booth with Durant. That Durant you saw last night is Durant you're going to see in the playoffs. That Durant you saw last night is Durant you're going to see in the playoffs. And there's nothing LeBron to do about it.
That's against the Portland Trailblazers. That's against the Portland Trailblazers. Let's be clear on that.
So you're right.
When did they become the fucking Detroit Pistons of 88?
You're right. He only averaged 35 like he did last year in the finals against LeBron when he got MVP. You're right. He won't average.
LeBron got help, my nigga. LeBron got help.
MVP.
LeBron got help, my dude. He got dudes that know they roll in my rock voice.
Mm-hmm.
They know they fucking roll. Them niggas are willing to be robbing. George Hill leads the NBA in 3-point field goal percentage. Let's be clear on that. Larry Nance has already shown him how he moves in pick and roll. He backs the balls off the rebounds and packs it up back to the niggas and shit. That nigga's official, man. I like Larry Nance, my G. And once again, Jordan Clarkson is a poor man's Lou Williams, my dude. That's a fact.
So let me just say this. Don't call Jordan Clarkson a poor man's anything. I have the utmost respect for Jordan Clarkson's offensive game. He's not a poor man's anything. He is just an explosive scorer, period. I respect respect Jordan Clarkson. I'm just telling you that right now.
And you got to salute LeBron for making it work, my nigga. You got to salute LeBron. And LeBron should win MVP, man. That's a fact, man. This man is taking a different
squad.
Everything starts with LeBron, my dude. This nigga James Harden has got a fucking system like fucking Bill Belichick does on the fucking Patriots with Mike D'Antoni at the helm, my nigga.
Kicking
That's
Max Kellerman talking. This guy's kicking
Max
Kellerman talking
points. Wow. No,
he
I didn't watch Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman.
No,
system.
How?
It's the system of D'Antoni. Are you really kicking that to me?
Let me get this right. D'Antoni does not have a system. Are we right on that? So let's be clear on that. D'Antoni does not have a system. D'Antoni didn't want to get Steph Curry because he wanted to get Steph Curry on the Knicks because of his system, huh? He doesn't have it, right?
When Mike D'Antoni was on the fucking Lakers, my nigga, Dwight Howard couldn't even fit his system. Mike D'Antoni didn't even want to have Dwight Howard on the court. Is that a fact or not? Because of his system. You think you're talking to NBA too, nigga?
James Harden couldn't score until he played with Mike D'Antoni. Is that what
I'm not saying
that.
You're twisting my words, Watson, but you're notorious for that. You're still my brother. I love you anyway for that. But no, I'm saying he has a system that's implemented for his offense because we know he don't give a rat's ass about defense. So he's like a fucking offensive coordinator, right? And he has assistant coaches, I guess, for the defensive coordinator type shit. It's a system like you can make an equivalent like how Bill Belichick has Patriots. And Matt Castle was on the Patriots. They went 11-5 when Brady went down that year. Matt Castle left the fucking Patriots. He was trash. Caca juice. Archie Bunker war. That's just what it is. LeBron James is taking a bunch of niggas that have no playoff experience like that. None at all. And he got to put these niggas on his back. On his back, short practice. He's already setting up his MVP shit. LeBron, you MVP,
let me tell
my dude. I got respect for you, LBJ.
Let me explain something to you. You shame the game of basketball if you give LeBron the MVP over James Harden. You shame the game. Like, what the fuck do you want LeBron to get another MVP for? He has four of them already.
So?
You want James Harden, when James Harden has the best James Harden's team right now, as we speak, going to the All-Star game, they have the best record in the NBA. He leads the NBA in scoring. They're the most prolific offense in NBA history. And you're saying, fuck all of that. Let's give the MVP to LeBron? That is such disrespect to what James Harden is doing. I can't believe you're just going to disrespect James Harden because LeBron must get his fifth MVP. LeBron must win his fourth NBA championship, and LeBron, if you win four, you still got as many as Shaq, and you didn't. And the fact that on all time lists, people rank you over them as a disgrace.
I don't got him over Jordan. Let me be clear on that. I do not have him over Michael Jordan. So please do not put
me over Kobe. With them. Your three rings. You better take your three rings to go somewhere with that.
Let me ask you a question. If LeBron gets injured, let me not even throw that in the atmosphere because I don't even want that to happen. He gets injured. The Cavs ain't going nowhere, my nigga. James Harden missed a couple of games. They might lose games here and there. It depends who they're playing. But LeBron goes down. The Cavs ain't going nowhere. They're definitely not coming out the East. That's a fact.
So
LeBron is still the best player in the league, whether you think it's like it or not, man.
You've made your case, and I've made my case. And let me just say, to say LeBron James is the best player in the league means you're not watching NBA basketball. Let me give you a clear example. Reggie Miller is paid to watch NBA basketball. He's paid to watch it. He watches it. He's a former NBA player, right? Reggie Miller has no idea that Donovan Mitchell was having the best year as a rookie. He doesn't know that. He has no idea. And his mind, Ben Simmons is the leading rookie. Like, that's what happens. Hoop Central. People who actually are paid to follow NBA basketball, they still are debating with themselves, is Donovan Mitchell rookie of the year? Boomer Benjamin. That's how you sound to me. When
I
you
hate that shit. No, 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 no. That is not the same.
You
that's not equivalent
like that.
At all, Watson. That's not equivalent because I think there's a bunch of dumb niggas. Anybody picking Ben Simmons MVP for Rookie of the Year, kill yourself. You sound retarded. Donovan Mitchell is a clicker MVP. And miss me with the old Ben Simmons has a better field goal percentage than fucking Donovan Mitchell. Kill yourself. And let me tell you something also, if Philly makes the playoffs, Allen Iverson in 1996 won the fucking Rookie of the Year with the Sixers. And newsflash, Philly did not make the playoffs. But go ahead. LeBron is still the best player in the league, man. I'm sorry. He is, bro.
No, he's not. When you say that, you disrespect our basketball conversation.
How?
You disrespect it.
He's still the best all-around player. Everybody still respects that nigga, dog.
I'm going to tell you how you disrespect our conversation when you say the 15th year he's better than everybody. He is not having a better season than James Harden. James Harden's team has the best record in the NBA.
I'm not talking about season. I'm talking about game. The basketball game, what they do on the court. James Harden doesn't play no defense. James Harden depends on the free throw line. That's what he depends on. He depends on going to the free throw stripe because if your elbow touches his beard, it's going to be a foul call. That's a fact.
Now we get to it. Now talk about your
bias. Now we get to it.
Now you're talking
about
James
Harden.
You mean James Harden, the only person in the NBA history with a 60-point triple-double in the history of the goddamn game? That James Harden, whose team has the best record in the NBA, that James Harden, with Derek Rose, got the MVP for having the best record with the Chicago Bulls. Niggas like you was like, he should get it over LeBron. I was the one who
I did say that. No,
LeBron
I agree with that.
Get it.
No, Derek Rose deserved that. Don't do that. Don't do that to D. Rose.
And you know why LeBron didn't get it? Because that was the year LeBron left Cleveland went to Miami, so the media was hating on him. And you know what he did? Got Derrick Rose the fuck up out of here in the playoffs. And y'all gave Derrick Rose an undeserved MVP. And now, he's trying to
Sorry, Chicago has no squad.
The
Bulls had no squad that year, my nigga, when Rose won MVP. Well, damn near Derrick Rose's whole damn near career in Chicago. They never surrounded him with good niggas. Jimmy Butler was just coming his own. So before you niggas go Jimmy Butler, I'm saying before Jimmy Butler, no one was coming there to help out D. Rose. It was D. Rose and Taj Gibson and Carlos Boozer, a.k.a. Joe Budden.
So let me ask you a question. Here's the question I'm asking you. Derrick Rose MVP year, is it better than the year James Harden is having this year?
See, when I look at MVP, my nigga, I look at, are you the only man on that squad? Like, if you go down, they depend on you.
Larry Bird has three MVPs. He played
this nigga surrounded Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon and all that.
Larry Bird has three MVPs, and every year he played with guaranteed two Hall of Famers, sometimes three Hall of Famers, and they gave him three MVPs. So stop with the,
No, it don't stop. Larry Bird, listen, all respect to Kevin McHale, the best low post player ever in basketball, that's a fact. Listen to me with Robert Parrish. It wasn't like Robert Parrish was crazy in the streets. And Dennis Johnson was okay. You're going to tell me fucking cornbread.
Stop it. Did you just say Kevin McHale is the best low post player in NBA history?
One of them, besides Olajuwon.
No. Did you say he's the best?
He's one of them. He's in the Mount Rushmore. Kevin McHale. Is in the Mount Rushmore of low post players, Machi. That's a fact.
Is he the best? Because you said
he's not the best, but he's what? One of the best
power
forwards. Best low post power forwards. Best low post power forwards. Make sure you hear that right. Low post power forwards.
He's not better than Karl Malone. He was not
better
than Elvin Hayes.
In the post. Up and under. Up and under. Karl Malone was shooting fadeaways, my nigga. And dunking with his hand in the fucking head. What are you talking about?
You forget Young Mailman in the post? You forget Young Mailman? Come on, man.
Karl Malone don't have footwork. His footwork is not better than Kevin McHale's. Karl Malone's footwork is not better than Kevin McHale's. Are you saying Kevin McHale or Karl Malone's footwork was better than Kevin McHale's?
I'm saying don't disrespect me right now and compare Kevin McHale to Karl Malone. That's what I'm saying. Let's not even
talk about it. The footwork. I'm talking about the footwork, nigga.
You're going crazy now.
The footwork in the post.
My point is, my original point was, The reason why I'm just destroying the whole MVP, like you said, if you're the only one on the team, they gave Bird three MVPs. He played with Hall of Famer Karl Malone, Hall of Famer Robert Parrish.
Everything started
Hall
with Larry Bird. Everything started with Larry Bird, my dude. Everything started with Larry Bird. Danny Johnson just brought the ball up and passed the ball to Larry Bird and fall out and clear out, nigga. And clear out. All your job was Danny Johnson, you pimple, you freckle face ass nigga. All you got to do is bring the ball up and look for Larry Bird, nigga. What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
But my point is, he played with Hall of Famers. Still, they didn't hold
Larry Bird made them niggas Hall of Famers. Larry Bird made them niggas Hall of Famers. Let's be clear on that.
Okay. Okay.
Let's be clear on that.
I'm glad you're educating me on that. I did not realize that. from the best football
I'm not saying educating you, nigga. You watch ball. You watch the same basketball. I'm not educating you, nigga. I'm just throwing it out there. Relax, okay? Just put some respect. Anyway,
what do you think about the play?
LeBron James is that nigga.
Why couldn't Okay, what do you think about the play of Anthony Davis?
You know, I fuck with the unicorn, man. I fuck with him. Unibrow, excuse me. Unicorn is poor thing, it's pardon. Unibrow, I fuck with Anthony
Davis.
What
would you do with Cousins coming off an injury? He's looking for a contract.
You got to do it I don't think, first of all, what's Anthony Davis's and, well, I should ask, they both from Kentucky, first of all, so. They college brothers, so off the rip, they have a relationship. That, you know, fraternity of Kentucky with Calipari, obviously. That's dicey, man. Because what's going to happen if you trade? Isn't that the reason why he came in to help AD out? You don't want to break up that 1-2 punch. And then that's going to make Alvin Gentry have to coach even more. You know?
Alvin Gentry's coaching now. Alvin Gentry's coaching is behind off now.
Yeah, but you're talking about a contract, though. You got to resign it. You got to make a decision. Do you want to resign this cat? You know?
And he's coming off of Achilles heel injury.
You're
going to
have to, man. You know why? But you're going to have to resign him. You know why? Because you don't know about AD, my nigga. Whether you could, you know, get signed Cousins and trade AD to get mad players. You know what I mean? And, you know, you got to keep one of them. One of them got to be there, son. Like, nigga, it'll be a 30-for-30 special if you lose both those niggas. That's a fact, man. Like, just fuck New Orleans after that, bro. Like, it don't matter. Like, just worry about the Saints after that. You know what I mean? That's in my opinion, man. What else we missing in the NBA, man? What else is going on?
The All-Star festivities are starting. And are you excited for the All-Star game?
No.
Because now the winning team gets $100,000 apiece. Would that motivate you as a player? $100,000. $100,000.
LeBron James. LeBron gets $100,000.
I'm talking about the. So the $100,000 for the winning
team. The Victor Oladipo's of the world. Yes, of course. The Kemba Walkers. Yeah, those guys. They care.
So I'm just asking. Do you think that's gonna give an improved play with this more defense?
Yeah, I would say that. It's $100,000, damn. Is that $100,000 each player? Oh, you got to break that shit up. Oh, yeah,
no,
I'm trying to win that shit. I'm trying to win that. Yeah, LeBron trying to win that too, man. I believe that. But they're not going to win, though. Then again, you never know. You never know. Well, the West should be the favorite, though. Yeah. What else is going on? What do you think about IT and Rondo?
Rondo, you hating. And I don't respect you. And let me tell you why. Rondo, KG, and Paul Pierce are pieces of shit for the way they treat Ray Allen.
Put some respect on the nigga's name, man.
Let me just...
Ray Allen did what KD did, my nigga. KD learned from Ray Allen. I'm going to go to a team and bust my ass. And then I'm going to join in right after on some Ray Allen shit.
Let me give you my thing on this. So Ray Allen got injured. When he came back and was playing, Doc Rivers was on some, you're going to come off the bench, and you're not going to get as much playing time as you used to get. And then when he would play, Rondo would just wave him off like, I'm not giving you the ball because I don't have to, because KG said, I don't have to give you the ball anymore. So Ray Allen was like, hold up, I'm that dude, and y'all really trying to play me like I'm not
that dude. And they tried to treat him like he was that dude. So he said, okay, so I'm not getting, y'all not putting no respect on my name, I'm out. And you know what he did? He went to the rival, and then he busted their ass. And they mad. And guess what? State man, y'all ain't winning another championship. And you know who got another championship? Ray Allen. So Ray Allen
LeBron,
made the best decision. Ray Allen made the best decision because now Ray Allen got two rings, while them bum-ass niggas got one ring, and they doing their celebrations in Boston Garden. My man Ray Allen got two rings because he made the best decision.
No. Ray played a part also, my nigga. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying you're all the way wrong, but Ray Allen plays a part also, though. Like, how you join a rival, my nigga? That's kind of whack, son. It's kind of whack. That's not whack. You would have done that?
Absolutely.
Ah.
Yo, the way they tried to treat him, I just told you what they did. I just told you what they did. They tried to play him.
So you acting like Ray Allen was. Ray Allen was kind of looking, my nigga. Ray Allen was looking kind of iffy that last year in Boston, my nigga.
He didn't do nothing against the
Heat in the playoffs. Nah, you're bugging, my nigga.
He was injured. And when he was making his way back, they was treating him like trash, and they was treating him like trash. Because KG led the cabal against him. And you know what he did? He left and won the championship. You know why they really mad? Because he went and won and busted their ass. They never won again when LeBron went to Miami. LeBron James ended the Boston Big Three ever. He ended it by himself.
LeBron James retired
Paul Pierce, and he retired KG. They never won again. Ever again in the playoffs. Remember when they went to the Brooklyn Nets?
They were old, though. Let's not act like they were young boys, my nigga. They were all crying. Niggas going to Brooklyn and all that. Come on, my nigga.
Do you remember? But who put them out? Did LeBron James put them out?
Yes.
Did LeBron James put them out? Yeah. So LeBron James put them out every year.
LeBron James MVP of the NBA? That LeBron? Hey. Who knows? Take us home, my G.
PSA Podcast. Home of Dolph Ziggler. Best in-ring performer in wrestling.
Why Dolph? The best what? The best what, nigga?
In-ring performer, in-ring.
In-ring over Bret Hart? No. PSA Podcast, home of Bret Hart, nigga, the Hitman.
I'm talking about right now, man. You're talking about Bret Hart. Nobody's a better in-ring wrestler than Dolph Ziggler. With the zigzag.
That ain't saying much, though, my nigga.
You know his zigzag is sick. You know his.
Sorry. It's better than Rock Bottom.
He's with that super kick.
Is it better than Rock Bottom?
Shawn Michaels. Will you agree? He has the best super kick since Shawn Michaels. Will you agree to that?
I wish you would put me on the spot to think of that right now. I know our wrestling heads will kill us. Over Shawn Michaels, though?
No, he has the best super kick since Shawn Michaels.
Now, one of them niggas that wear. I gotta think about that. PSA Podcast, home of Enos motherfucking Cantor, man. That is my guy. I rock with him heavy. I love what he brings to the Knicks. He gets caught at that work last night, even though we lost. But Knicks, remember, stop trying to win. Stop trying to win. Lose. That's what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Watch your boys. Work.